This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This week's Parsha's Vayigash. Yankiv Avinu is reunited with his son Yosef. By Shishi, Perik Memvav, Pasuk Chav Ches, speaks about the introduction of Yaakov's going down to Mitzrayim. He sends Yehuda. Yehuda shalach lefanav el Yosef lehayreis lefanav geishna, to tread the way. And of course Chazal, famous, Yehuda was sent to make a yeshiva based Talmud. Why was there a need for Yaakov Avinu to send Yehuda to make a yeshiva? You'll come there, you'll settle, you'll see the terrain, the area. You'll assess where, what, when, who, and you'll make a yeshiva. Why was it necessary for Yaakov Avinu to make the yeshiva even before he even went there? Lastly, based Talmud, he set up a yeshiva before he even begins his journey down to Mitzrayim. This had to be before he even went, that it was arranged that there was a yeshiva. Why? If you look further in the Pasuk says, Vayeser Yosef Markavtoi Vayali Kras Yisrael of Goshna. Yosef goes to Goshen to greet his father. Vayere Elov. And Yosef is seen to him, Vayipol al Tzavorov, and he falls on his neck, Vayif al Tzavorovoid, and they cry. So Chazal tell us, Vayif al Tzavorov, who did the crying? So Rashi says that actually Yaakov Avinu did not fall on Yosef. Yosef fell on his father and cried. Rashi says, Avl Yaakov lo nafal al tzavare Yosef lo noshkoi. He didn't kiss him. Can you imagine? A father, he longed for his son for so many years. And he finally has the opportunity to meet, to see. The next pasuk says clearly, Vayoyim Yisrael Yosef, Amusa Poam, now I could die, I could pass away. I reached the moment I saw you, the moment I've been looking, longing for so many years. Yet, the greeting was very cold. He didn't hug, he didn't kiss him. Who doesn't hug and kiss his son after so many years of not seeing and longing and missing a child? So Chazal say, V'yamu Rabbi Seinu, Shayakaira es Shema. He was reading the Shema. Kaira es Shema. He was reading the Shema, which means Yaakov Avinu was reading the Shema. Yosef, he did fall on his father's neck, embracing his father, kissing him. What about his Kriyashma? Why is Yosef not reading Kriyashma? If it's the time to read Kriyashma, and that because of this, Yaakov Avinu doesn't greet his son with a hug and a kiss, but Yosef doesn't have to read Kriyashma. He's potter from Kriyashma. Yeah, it's a good question. Huh? The truth is that there's a lot of talk halachically why Yaakov reads Kriyat Shema and Yosef is not reading Kriyat Shema. Reb Chaim Brisker says a beautiful pshat. Yaakov was told to go down to Mitzrayim, the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a mitzvah. So as long as he didn't reach Mitzrayim to see his son, as the Torah, as the mitzvah commanded him to go down to see his son, so he was oisig b'mitzvah. He was being involved in a mitzvah. Oisig b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. It's potter. Solomon was involved in a mitzvah, is potter min ha-mitzvah. So he didn't have to read Kriyat Shema. Yosef, on the other hand, he was a Mitzrayim. So he was able to read Kriyat Shema before. He didn't have to wait to the last moment when he greets his father to read Kriyat Shema. He could have read Kriyat Shema an hour before. So therefore it's only Yaakov who now must read Kriyat Shema. While Yosef was able to do it before, and therefore it's only Yaakov who was reading Kriyat Shema. It's interesting. It says, Vayeser Yosef Markaftoi Vayali Kras Yisrael Oviv Goishna. So Yosef was also traveling. Yosef was also traveling. He's going towards his father. Now, when a person travels, you could still read Kriyat Shema. People who travel are not potter from Kriyat Shema. But there was a mitzvah kibud avim involved. What happened to the mitzvah of kibud avim? He's going to greet his father. That's kibud avim. He says, just like Yaakov Avinu did not have to read Kriyat Shema till this moment because he was oisig b'mitzvah. The mitzvah of going down to Mitzrayim on the command of the Eibishta. Yosef also had a mitzvah of kibud avim. Why is it that only Yaakov's mitzvah patters him from Kriyat Shema till now, and Yosef's mitzvah does not patter him from Kriyat Shema till now? So the Steitblum says a Mary Dikapshat. He wants to say, Hagufa, the opposite you could say. That actually Yosef didn't read Kriyat Shema because what? He was Yosef b'mitzvah of kibud avim. So he couldn't read Kriyat Shema. While Yaakov didn't have the mitzvah when he saw Yosef. There's no mitzvah for a son to see a child, for a father to see a child. So at this moment, he became a chuyev in Kriyat Shema. I'm going to repeat this, Rabbi Isai, because the truth is, this is the pshat in halacha of the issue of the reading of Kriyat Shema of Yaakov Avinu. And then we'll soon see that must be a deeper understanding and meaning why Yaakov Avinu was reading Kriyat Shema here and now. So again, Chazal are telling us that at this historic, emotional, amazing reunification between a father and a child, Yaakov and Yosef, after so many years, something interesting happens. It's a one-sided emotional greeting. Yosef greets his father emotionally while Yaakov stands still, almost cold to the whole meeting of his son. Chazal don't understand why. Why is there no response from Yaakov? Why is Yosef falling on his father while Yaakov remains stoic? So Chazal say, because he was reading Kriyat Shema. You couldn't find a better time to read Kriyat Shema, Yaakov Avinu. You couldn't find a better? No. Look, Avesai, come. Let's give you a scenario that you could identify with. You're waiting at the airport. Yeah. With a big sign, welcome my son, my long lost son that I haven't seen. And he comes running through the terminal And he reaches you and you go, stop. Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elikeinu, Hashem, Mecha, the Kriya Shema. He looks on his clock. It's time for Kriya Shema. Why couldn't you read Kriya Shema 5 minutes before? Why? You couldn't figure out a different time to read Kriya Shema. So then the Mefarshim tried to understand that maybe it was the last minute, it was time to read Kriya Shema, there was no choice, or maybe even wasn't the last minute, but maybe it was the beginning of the time when the Zman of Chiyuv Kriya Shema comes. We don't know if this is morning, night, we don't know the Pasuk, it's not clear if it's morning or night. But either way, the simple first glance answer would be, Zman Kriya Shema. B'nai Teira are very makpid on this. No, Zman Kriya Shema, Zman Kriya Shema. The Goyin, the Magen Avram, the Goyin, the Magen Avram. Okay, we won't get into the Goyin, the Magen Avram, the Pasuk, okay? He had to read Kriya Shema, was Zman Kriya Shema. Which automatically beckons to ask, what happened to Yosef? If it was Zman Kriya Shema, it doesn't explains Yaakov. If there was a must to read Kriya Shema, and that explains that there was no interaction by the meeting, by the reunification, so why Yosef? So the Mefarshim tried to understand, well, wait a second. Maybe Yosef was able to read Kriya Shema before. While Yaakov Avinu had a mitzvah of going down to Mitzrayim to see his son, Tzivui, the Rabbi Yishim sent him down. Rabbi Yishim said, go down. So he was Oisik b'mitzvah. So therefore he wasn't mechuyev till the last minute when he sees Yosef. And okay, now that he sees Yosef, he becomes mechuyev in Kriya Shema, Reb Chaim Brisker. Yeah, no, you like it, it's a nice teretz. You don't like the Torah. Why don't you like the Torah? Beautiful Torah. It's halacha. You know, not strong enough for you. You know, Rabbi Yeruchim Levavitz speaks about the simple pshat in the pasuk and the lesson that's learned from it. And that is how the Avos, how Yaakov Avinu was able to overcome his emotion. The love, a mitzvah is a mitzvah. You got to do it right. And if it's Kriya Shema, it's Kriya Shema. And if there's a chiv kavana during Kriya Shema, he stands still and he doesn't respond because he's in the middle of reading Kriya Shema. On the most basic pshat of the pasuk, that it's about mitzvah of Kriya Shema, oisig b'mitzvah is potter, or oisig b'mitzvah means that while I'm doing a mitzvah, nothing else exists. Take a look how the emotion and the feeling and the want, the rotzoin, doesn't overpower the chiyuv and the mitzvah and how the Yaakov Avinu keeps the chiyuv of Kriya Shema. Interesting. So what you call not so strong, I think is very strong. I think it's a beautiful thing. Rabbi Yeruchim says, we learn a tremendous lesson from here. And of course the Musar is, when we read Kriya Shema, it's not about being distracted because of love of a child that we haven't seen for so many years. What's our excuse? What's our excuse? If Yaakov Avinu was able to overcome his feelings and his thoughts and his emotions, Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema, the mitzvah is the mitzvah. There's an expression, man, aman nana abasri, what are we going to say? There's a very interesting Gemara, that if someone who reads Kriya Shema, and he's not careful to be mechavin, and he's not zohir, not to be mafsik in the Kriya Shema, on him the pasuk says, v'loi oisi karasa Yaakov. It's a Gemara in Brachas. V'loi oisi karasa Yaakov. You can't call that. Yaakov doesn't do that. Says the Marsha, yeah, of course, that this is the pshat from this Gemara, from this story in the Torah, in the Pasuk. And that is, Yaakov Avinu didn't read Kriyishma this way. That's not how Yaakov read Kriyishma. Look how Yaakov, take an example from Yaakov Avinu. This is not how Yaakov called my name and read my Kriyishma Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. But again, there's a lot more in the Mefarshim to explain deeper meaning and understanding in Yaakov's Kriyishma. Because then why did Yosef not read Kriyishma? Why is Yosef, yes, emotionally moved and involved in the reunification with his father, and what's with his Kriyishma? So the Stipler in Bichas Peretz is a nice teretz because he was also Oisig b'mitzvah patim and a mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim. So the minute Yaakov's mitzvah ended, because now he sees Yosef, he came down to Mitzrayim, but now Yosef in reverse has what? Has the p'tur that he's being Mekayim Kibbut Aveim by being with his father. In the male he was Potem in a mitzvah. And therefore he did not read Kriyishma. Okay? Halacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.